Hi, I'm David Guerra, and welcome to episode 115 of the Walking Leader Podcast. The Walking Leader books, videos, website, and podcast are here to help give you the rules and the tools to help you succeed as a leader in your organization, as well as in your professional and personal life. In this episode of the Walking Leader Podcast, we're going to talk about team motivation. Team motivation. I know, I said it, I repeated it a couple of times because it is that important. It's something that many people take for granted. Many people say, oh, well, my team is motivated. They don't need me to motivate them. If you're the leader, guess what? Yes, they do. They need to be inspired. And to be inspired, they become motivated. And you as their leader need to be inspiring and motivating them. Because that's how you build a successful team. That's how the team accomplishes a common goal. That's how a team, say in the military, wins battles, which will ultimately win the war. That's how a team at the Ford Motor Plant builds cars, builds awesome, wonderful, great cars. The assembly line. The assembly line is not just one person, it's everyone from the frame all the way to turning it on and driving it out of the building. The entire team. They need to be motivated. They need to know that they're building the world's greatest vehicles. Your team knows that they need to be creating the world's greatest product, delivering the world's greatest service, creating, fostering, and maintaining the world's greatest customers. And it's that simple. I know it sounds difficult. It sounds like, oh, well, that's something that's for other people. Folks, it takes a leader, and I can't stress that enough. That's why your team needs motivation, because they need to know that you're with them. You're with them, you're pushing them, you're pulling them, you're making it happen with them. And unfortunately, that's where leaders and managers start, the little line starts dividing, because there'll be those that don't motivate, don't push, they push in the wrong direction. They push down, and that's a bad manager. Leaders motivate to lift up, motivate themselves, first of all. And after they motivate themselves and to get up, to get out there going every single day, they motivate themselves. Then they know that they can start motivating others. Now, how do you motivate yourself? Well, sometimes you have to pull yourself up by your bootstraps, because all around you, you could be surrounded by negativity, and that's not going to get you anywhere. You've got to rise above that. You have got to go one step further. You've got to elevate yourself just a little bit more than everybody else, especially around the negativity. Let the negativity wallow in the mud, the muck, the mire, the yucky stuff after it rains, or that gray snow after it's fallen, it's hit the streets and it's been brushed up against the curb, that ugly gray snow, you know what I'm talking about. Let them wallow down there. You need to elevate yourself. You need to take that step up, because you are a leader. You wanted to be the leader. You've become a leader. You need to stay a leader. So motivate yourself. And of course, you can always look to others to motivate you. Mentors. Find a mentor. Somebody you believe in. Somebody who's, you'd go through hell. You'd walk through fire for them, because you believe in them that much. Be motivated by thought leaders. They don't have to be specific leaders in your immediate surroundings, your proximity to you. No, they can be thought leaders, industry thought leaders, and leaders in your field. Look to them. One of my motivators, huge motivator, and he's on the verge of being a mentor, more of a thought leader in my field, and that's Tom Peters. I don't always agree with him, and you should never agree with him 100%. That's the beauty behind those leaders, is you don't have to agree with them 100%. And I really don't. But I like what he has to say. I like how he says it. And I like the message he's delivering. And again, this is Tom Peters. This is the one that got me going. This is the one that opened my eyes and said, hey, with his book, Reimagine. It's like, Dave, look at this. Ask these questions. And then it all started from there. It really, truly did. So find leaders in your field. Find leaders that you say, hey, these guys are thinking the right way. These guys are doing things the right way. These individuals, guys or gals, are doing the right thing. And who knows? Somebody else will one day see you as a mentor, as a thought leader, as a leader in your field. There's nothing wrong with that. But don't let it go to your head. That's for later times, not for right now. Right now we're dealing with our team, and your team needs to be motivated. And when you motivate your team, well, there's two approaches, a cookie cutter or one-on-one. Now, cookie cutter approach is a general motivation, and it's tending to be specific type of motivation. Well, we need to create, we need to deliver. We have 5,000 Tesla vehicles to deliver a week. Let's do it. I mean, you can almost hear that conversation. And then the more specific, it's like I said, it deals with your industry, it deals with what your deliverables are. And it deals with the team as a whole. Now, obviously, you're going to roll into that one-on-one specific topics, because the one-on-one with your employees, with the people you lead, your followers, they're going to need sometimes that one-on-one. And unfortunately, especially for the new leaders, especially for the new ones that are for the first time going up to bat on motivation on a one-on-one level, it can be taxing. It can be quite taxing. And it's taxing because you have to keep tabs on all the individuals that you lead, that you supervise, that you manage, that you are responsible for. And you have to keep tabs on all of them. And it can be quite taxing because everybody brings something different to the table, and you need to realize that everyone is different. Unfortunately, because everyone's different, you can do that deep dive into the rabbit hole. And once you do that deep dive into the rabbit hole, it can be sudden and it can be fast. And the next thing you know, you were up on top. Now you're down at the bottom with them. So know going into that one-on-one motivation, dealing with them specifically, what is your limit? Where are you going to go? How far are you going to go? And do not be afraid. If things get a little bit dark and not, it's uncharted territory to you, do not be afraid to refer people to seek professional help. There's nothing wrong with that. Just ensure them that it's going to stay between you and them, you and that individual. That's it. One-on-one. That's why it's called one-on-one. And folks, do not give them any reason to doubt that. If you say it's going to stay between you and that individual, that's where it needs to stay. The moment you let it out is the moment you no longer deserve being called a leader. It's the moment you are tagged as a gossiper. It's a moment that you are tagged as untrustworthy by your followers. And you don't want to get there, because once you get there, it's virtually impossible to get out of it. I mean, it's impossible to get out of that. You're always going to have that doubt. People are always going to doubt you. And the moment they see that they can't trust you is the moment that, well, they got you and you're done. Hang it up. So do not be afraid to refer people to seek help, but keep it between you. Between the two of you. And also, when it comes to dealing with everyone on a one-on-one basis, know that each situation is going to be unique. Sure, someone might have certain types of trouble, and it might be the same type of trouble, but everyone's situation is unique, so do not forget that. Deal with it accordingly. And again, realize that it can be taxing, especially to the new ones, to the new leaders, the new managers, the new individuals that are now responsible for others. Just realize that. It's going to be taxing, but through time, and staying motivated, you'll work through it. Remember, your team needs you to keep them motivated. Every day can be a personal or professional struggle, and your team needs you to find the inner strength to stay motivated. You need to find your inner strength. They need to find their inner strength. Together, finding your own inner strength, you're going to stay motivated. Your team needs to see you motivated. Remember, it's a do as I do situation. Do not take the do as I say, not as I do route, because there are so many managers, so many figureheads that's just easy for them to do that. They'll just say, well, what did I just say? Do what I say, not what I do. And then off they're gone. That doesn't work. Again, you lose trust. You lose face. And you lose faith as well. So ensure that what you're doing with your people is consistent, constant, consistent, the same thing all the time. Motivate, again, motivate yourself first and then motivate them. It's that simple. how do you motivate them or yourself? Well, you have to work at, you have to find what works for you and then what works for them through you. You may have to try several different approaches, multiple approaches, until you find what works for you and then what you find what works for your team. And again, understand, and I know, and you know, we all know, there are countless tactics, tips, ideas, programs, whatever you want to call them, books on how to motivate. There's countless. It never ends. It's just libraries are filled with this. And there's plenty to work with. So you should be able to work with something. Now, you could spend your entire life trying to find the right motivation tool and you'll never get there. That's plausible. It really, truly can happen. And then you could just turn the corner, find something, somebody talks, and poof, there you are. That's it. You found it. You got it. Now you start mastering it. And even then, it could take a lifetime to master the motivation tactics. Folks, if people are out there and they said, oh, well, I'm a motivation leader, I'm a motivation this, I'm a motivation expert, they're not. They're lying to you. Motivation, how to motivate yourself, how to motivate others. Sure, you can learn it. But to master it, you'll never master it. I'm here to tell you, you will never master it. I have to get up every day. I have to put my foot in front of the other, and get going, get moving. Then I have to do that to other people every single day. And I still haven't mastered it. I still doubt whether I can or can't, but yet I see results. So it's happening. I get it. You should get that too. Just understand that the results means that, hey, something's working. Keep working at it. Don't back down. In the next couple of episodes, or you know what, in the next episode of the Walking Leader Podcast, I'm going to talk about some of those motivation tactics that I've used. And again, it might not work for you, they might work for you, but it's a jumping point, it's a starting point, it's a jumping off point. There we go. And something is better than nothing. So if you have any comments or questions about that, I got that covered on the next episode. Now it's your turn. I want to hear back from you. Do you agree or disagree with what I just talked about? Let me know. I really want to hear from you. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, and please get a hold of me on Twitter at Dave Guerra. All one word, the at symbol, and DaveGuerra at Dave Guerra, and I look forward to hearing from you. I'm Dave Guerra, everyone, the author of the books The Walking Leader and Great to Follow, and soon, We the Team. And I thank you for your time. I do appreciate it. Most of all, I appreciate you for taking that time. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. You can find that link at daveguerra.com/podcast. And before I go, I want to remind you, as always, go beyond the grind, go beyond the hustle, because that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is great to follow.